Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy, grizzly, cold day here. No sunshine. And I guess somebody's not home because there ain't no sunshine, and that's usually because somebody's not home. But anyway, I did get that form that I've been expecting to sign off for the 57 Chevy. So I got to do that, and I got to go to town. I got to get notarized. I got to get it mailed. I got to do my shopping. I got to get gas. You know, I got to run around to do tomorrow. Am I looking forward to it? No, it's no fun by yourself. It really sucks when you have to do all that stuff by yourself. You got to have somebody to giggle with and to talk to. You know, that's it. Whatever. But anyway, I got to talk to my brother-in-law, a.k.a. brother, whatever he is now. I don't know. Things get complicated sometimes, you know. But anyway, he's still there. He's sending money. Again, once I get this form in the mail, he's going to send me the rest of the money. So it's kind of like, okay, now I have to decide, do I send it FedEx, do I send it UPS, or do I send it by the post office? Huh. I'm leaning towards FedEx or UPS. I think they're more reliable than the post office at this point. So, I mean, he sent this to me by two-day priority a week and a half ago.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, get your money back, honey, because they did not live up to what their promise was. But anyway, I'm not sending it two-day priority. I'm not spending the money for that. If I'm going to spend money, it's going to be for something that I know is going to get there within two or three days, and I'm going to call. Before I actually go to town, I'm going to be calling FedEx and UPS and finding out what they offer, you know. So, anyway, things are starting to move forward, and now that I've got that, I can schedule the dentist to get my tooth fixed and get a lawnmower. I mean, those are the biggest things up on my list. Top of my list, get my tooth fixed and get a lawnmower. Okay. When that's done, we'll worry about the rest of it. So, a dryer comes to mind. I'm kind of tired of having the rack sitting out in the middle of whatever room I've put it in. I've moved it twice. And just sitting there and waiting for my clothes to dry for 3 days before they're dry. I need a dryer. But, you know, that is as it does. Something else will pop up that's more important, like a snake fence. My priorities change every time I make the list, you know. It's like, okay. But anyway, it got here. So that's a plus. That I was wondering, you know, he went down to make a claim because it never showed up. It's been 10 days, it never showed up. I didn't want to tell him he had to wait 30 days, so I didn't say anything.
Wow.
You know, every once in a while you gotta slap that boy down, tell him to calm down, gather his temper back in, put the leash back on it. It'll be okay. We'll fix it. And then he's fine. There aren't very many people to do that with that boy though, so you know. But I've known him since I was 16, so that makes a difference. Anyway, we have some really cool stuff today. It's awesome. It's awesome. And I saw a thing online that everybody's starting to get in on this, okay, there's going to be a big tragic EMT event, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, where you guys been? That's been going to happen for the last 15 years. Where you been? And so they're putting things on like what natural herbs can act as antibiotics and what natural herbs you can put on to help heal wounds, and raw honey is a biggie. Don't buy it in a store. You got to buy it from just somebody that has an apiary because it has to be raw honey, not processed honey, okay? But you smear that on a wound or something, and it keeps it from getting infected and helps it heal. How or why? I don't ask. I just say, yeah, my grandma used to do that, so it must work. You know, things like that. So I read about all that this morning, and there's certain tools and things that you want to have that are not run on power. I thought, you know, even if there isn't a great big huge EMT event, that sounds good to me. you know, then you don't have to worry about whether your electricity's on or not. I can do that. I can do that. And, of course, then that leads to, okay, I got to fix this, and I want to fix that, and I want to change that, and I want to paint that. Oh, you know how one thing leads to another. Well, how are you doing today, Sue?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm having internet problems again, though, so I'm subject to be out of here anytime it goes and comes.
Isn't
I'm
it just
hell.
So much fun? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah,
fun.
My phone cutting off and all. It's just not pleasant.
Oh, well, but, you know, when I was putting the show together today, I had to reconnect to the internet 4 times. So, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not alone, honey. You're not in that boat alone. So,
well,
just
there's
think.
Some big mess down the corner, down the street. It's my understanding. My daughters told me they've been working on those lines for a few days now. And it's real weird how it comes on sometime in the afternoon around 4:30, and it'll stay on even at night. But the next morning, it's off by 8 o'clock.
You think it might have anything to do with their work schedule?
Yeah,
that sounds
I thought
like
of that
work
too.
Schedule,
you know?
Me, honey.
It really does.
Yeah. They'll quit at 4 or 4:30. They start work again at 8 o'clock in the morning. That sounds like a work schedule to me. So maybe they're working on the system. That would be kind of nice.
Well, maybe so. But anyway, it just gets old. It's going on for a long time now, and I am so worn out from it. But nothing I can do about it but wait and see.
Exactly. All you can do is grin and bear it. I mean, having a generator in your backyard really doesn't help you, or in your basement really doesn't help you with the internet.
No, it certainly doesn't, Jenny.
I don't know why.
It does not.
No. Ah, so frustrating. Mm. Yes, so frustrating. But it'll get there, honey. It'll get there. So you just grit your teeth and get out a good book and eat some peanuts. You'll be fine. You're not allergic to peanuts, are you? If you're allergic to peanuts, don't eat peanuts. Eat
cashews. No, I'm not allergic to peanuts. Well, that sounds good. Sure sounds good. I like to have
some. Yeah, it does. And then when it comes to doing it, you always find something else that needs done more urgently.
Right.
I can't spend the time reading a book and eating peanuts. I got to go and you know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
Sound good, though? Some Redskin peanuts with a Coke?
Oh,
in
yeah.
In a bottle? Sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. In a bottle is always better. I don't know. There's something about having it in a bottle versus a can. It just tastes better coming from the bottle.
Oh, yeah, always.
Super cold. Stick it in the freezer for an hour. You know,
yeah, I wish we still had the small bottles that were that good.
You can still get them sometimes. But
yeah, but they don't cost
you.
Time.
But they come dear.
Oh, yeah, when your blazer that high.
They don't taste the same, honey, because they changed the formula of the color.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't taste the same at all, huh?
It's never going to taste the same. They're just, it's not. That's all. It's just not. So that's my opinion. It's just not. And that's real easy to say and real easy to think about, but It's hard to swallow. It's really, but I want it back. I want it to be.
I know.
Tongue, honey, it's just not gonna happen. So okay. I gotta play a song here, and it's kind of like "Eeny Meeny Miny Moe" kind of song, because there's just so many. Mind. Turn the switch back on, light, screw the light bulb back in, come on, you know what you're wanting to play. Oh, here we go, okay. Go down to there. You know how you head for something and then your mind just goes blank, like somebody turned off the light or burned out?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, I've done that before.
Oh, Lordy. It just seems like the more I have going on, the more it happens because I get distracted. I get distracted. I don't finish a task before I head on to the next one. And then
right,
I,
yeah.
come across the first one I was doing. Well, why isn't that done? I was doing that. Oh, because I had to stop and go do that. So I'll start doing the first one again, and then I run across something else that needs done, and it always goes piecemeal. I never finish one thing before I start another one or two or three.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, one of those things. Okay, here's what I was looking for. I really like this. This is nice. It's Elvis singing, "I Want Us Back."
Any more than you like feeling lonely too. I don't know which one's to blame for almost putting out a flame, but for me it's not the thing for us to do. The way it was, the way we were, baby, you and me was where it was at. I want us back. Girl, we've come too far for us to give up on tomorrow when we've shared so many good times yesterday. Let me know you like I
that if you had broken up with somebody you really didn't want to break up with, to have them come back and play that song for you, that'd be great. Of course, if you broke up with them and you really did want to, that would suck.
Yeah, it probably would.
What are you playing that for me for? What are you doing that? But yeah, I don't think of things in that context. I try to be a positive person. And that's something that... Yeah. I've only broken up voluntarily once in my entire life. No, I can't say that. That's a lie. It's been three times. Because I was the one that said, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. You want me out? Okay. And I packed and left. And yeah, and there was a couple other times. And it's just, it started with the other person, but I just carried it through to the end. I never regretted it. But by the time it actually happened, I did not regret it. It needed to happen by the time it did. But you know what? It would be nice to have something to not ever have to think about whether you're going to break up or not, or whether he's going to break your heart or not. Just if you don't have those expectations and you don't require promises and you don't be wanting this or wanting, and you just let it flow with the other person, you don't have to worry about it, because you're not putting requirements. You're not putting requirements on that other person. And I think then it'll work fine. It'll work just fine because you're accepting that other person for who they are, how they are, and you're letting them be themselves. And there's no reason to break up when you're not making him try to be somebody else or her. It's just not, that's not something you want to do. Accept that person for who they are. That's the best way to do. The best way. All right. John sent me something this morning that I love. I absolutely love this. The way they put it together, it's fantastic. And I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm not going to, well, let's just leave it at that. I'm not going to say anything about it. Y'all just listen to it, and you just figure it out, okay? So here you go. I love it.
I'd like to welcome into Elvis Fantasy. Guy said one time, he said, you never stood in that man's shoes. Or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. But the same God that made you made him too. These men with broken hearts.
fantastic audience.
Yeah, baby. That was cool. I like that. That's a hard beating song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And yes, I think everybody's come to the same consensus of what I did, but I didn't want to start the controversy before it was needed, and it turns out there didn't need to be any, so we're good. Sometimes when you don't say anything, that's the best thing to say. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, in this case, it worked perfectly. Just like a lemon tart. Oh, yeah. Yes, I've had pudding and lemon tarts on my mind lately. I'm just going to have to
what?
Pudding and lemon tarts.
Oh.
On my mind.
Okay.
And you don't go to the store and just buy them because it's not the same. It's not the same.
Oh, no.
You got to make them. Nobody makes pie crust like my pie crust, so, you know, it's just not the same. But to get the time to actually want to stand out in the kitchen and do it, that's taking a little bit of time to get here. Maybe I'll do something tonight. I could do something tonight. I don't know what's up. Okay, Sue, do you do any bacon?
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, bread?
Mm-hmm. No.
You're in Texas. All right. Hey, Shauna, if you're listening, honey, here's a question for you. I don't know if you bake bread or not, but how the heck do you get your bread to rise properly on a rainy Georgia day? Because mine just falls and bakes like a brick. And it didn't do that when I first moved here. When it was warm, it was perfect. But now, it's like, okay, well, that could hold the door open this summer, I guess. That'd be all right. You feed the roaches with it if you wanted to. So, but I'm trying to figure out why. You know, it worked when I first moved here, and then all of a sudden about
maybe you need more yeast.
Oh, honey, I put so much yeast in it, all you could taste was yeast, and it still didn't work.
Mm.
I made sourdough starter and used my sourdough and put yeast with that, and it still didn't work. It looks beautiful when it's rising, okay? It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then you bake it, and the top just collapses. You find out that there's nothing but an air bubble under that beautiful top crust. And the loaf of bread is this flat lump on the bottom of the pan. So I haven't been too happy with it. I make good bread. In Arizona, it came out perfect. I make rolls and bread and everything, and it was beautiful. But I'm just going to have to figure out what it is that Georgia wants from me, because it ain't getting it so far. And with the different climate, the different moisture content, I know it has something to do with that. So anybody have any pointers on baking bread in Georgia, I'm willing to listen. So thought I'd toss that out there. Isn't it nice when the biggest problem you have is getting your bread to rise properly?
Well, yes. So, yeah.
I've never had a problem with things raising. It just, never mind, I didn't say that. God, Jennifer.
Well, she did another one.
Lord forgive me. It was funny, though.
Yeah, it was. It certainly was.
Hope you're laughing, John. Okay, I have a song that John sent me last week, and I just wasn't, I'm sorry, honey, when it came to showtime, I just wasn't in the mood to play it. It's kind of a downer, so it's a beautiful song, it really is, but I just couldn't bring myself to play it last week, but here it is now, perfect, no problem, goes with the day. It's by Haley Westenra. However, and it's called Who Painted the Moon Black? She does have a beautiful voice. She really does. And that song is kind of like somebody, whoever wrote that song had to be depressed. Why else would you think about the moon being painted black, you know? Whoa.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay, well, it happens. It does happen. Okay, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's play another one that John sent me this morning. It's, yeah, that one he sent last Thursday. This one came this morning. And it's down here. Yeah, by Tanita Tikaram. I don't know. That's her name, Tanita Tikaram. I think Tanita's kind of a pretty name. It's, the name of the song is Twist in My Sobriety.
Twist I don't care about their different thoughts. Different thoughts are good for me. Up in arms and chasing home. All God's children took their dogs. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than twisted in my sobriety. More than twisted in my sobriety. You pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than
that one drives. I'm not real sure about the song, but I like the way it drives, so it's okay. All right, it's kind of like, okay, what is she talking about? One of those songs where you just sometimes you just never quite grasp it, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's okay.
This doesn't catch on. No.
I know. That's all right. That's all right. Some songs you're just not meant to completely grasp. Okay? That's one of them. So, all right. That's good. That's good. Okay. I've got, you all remember Waylon Jennings, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. He's not here on this earth anymore either. We lost all the good ones already. Well, except for Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's still hanging on by his fingernails, so that's good. That's good. And I hope I haven't just jinxed him. But anyway, John sent me Waylon Jennings, Leukenbach, Texas. Here you go, Sue. Leukenbach, Texas. It's not near you, but whatever. It's in the same state.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Leukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Leukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. coat and tie is choking me. And in your high society, you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four car garage, and we're still building on it. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Let's go to Luke and Bach, Texas, William Waylon and Boy. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and the Coys. Between the Hank Williams pain songs and Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Bach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Enjoyed old Merle. He was nice.
Oh yeah, I remember that song well, very well.
Yep. Merle had quite a few really good songs, and I remember the first winter we moved to Arizona. The original intent was to be winters in Arizona and summers back at the lake, but it was too much hassle to take auction catalogs and everything and moving back and forth and all that stuff to keep the business going so we could pay our bills in both places. But I remember the first winter we were down there, we met some friends who actually stayed friends until he died a couple years ago. And she moved, where did she move to? Arkansas, I think. Anyway, he knew Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and the other dude, not Johnny Cash, but the other, a contemporary of Merle Haggard's. But anyway, that's not important. But they used to get together in Merle's hotel room, much like Elvis used to do with his guys, you know, but they used to get together in Merle's hotel room and just hang around for hours and hours just playing and singing music, country music. And, and it was so cool. Barney used to be there with him. He knew them. He played guitar for them many times. And he said it was a good old time. They were nice guys, and they had a great time. So they all were drinking at that point, so I guess that helped. But Jenny, bad girl, don't say things like that. Oh, what the heck. You guys expect it from me anymore. If I don't say it, you're going to think I'm sick.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well.
Some drinking good times.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, they were... Well, you can't say drinking like a fish because fish don't drink, but like camels when they get to the oasis, that works. Yeah, they used to guzzle it. They really guzzled it. And I never got into that drinking. I'll have one now and again. I'm not saying I'm a teetotaler. I'm not. That would be a lie. But I don't drink a lot, and I'm afraid to drink by myself. So... That kind of narrows down the opportunities, you know what I mean? When you live out in the middle of nowhere land, it really restricts the opportunities for drinking. So that's not a bad thing. So it's okay. If I had company once in a while, maybe that would, once in a while, I would have a couple drinks. But, you know, it is what it is. And that's okay. I'm used to it, so it's fine. I have a really cool thing here, guys, that I was sent like a half hour before showtime. And it's always, all right, something really cool to put on. Because I figure if it comes in that late, it must be really special. Okay? So this, actually, I have heard it before, and I love it. I absolutely love this monologue. It's from the International Hotel in Las Vegas, the Midnight Show on August 21st of 1969. And he just wanted to explain himself a little bit, his beginnings and how it happened, you know. But he kind of does it his way, if you know what I mean. He does it his way. He doesn't just stand up here and say, okay, folks, here's the facts. This is how it happened. Uh-uh. No. He actually, I'm laughing and smiling through this whole thing. He makes me feel good when I listen to him telling this story. So here is Elvis telling the story on himself at the International Hotel Midnight Show, Las Vegas, August 21st, 1969. It's the monologue.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, explain a few things about how I got into this business and how I make it out of it. A lot of the things that happened from my side of the story, there's been a lot written and a lot said about what happened to me, but never from my side. It's always been some other song. He didn't say that, did he? He didn't say that. No, he didn't. I started out as a child. No, wrong. I started out when I was just out of high school. I was driving a truck, and I was training to be an electrician. And I got wired the wrong way. Maybe that's what happened. I went into a record company one day to make a record. And I made the record and missed the girl. No. I made the record, and the guy put it out. The girl put it out. No. The guy put the record out about a year and a half later. Boy, I'll tell you, they're going to get me, really. Another 9 years, man, just shot to him. So anyway, I made this record. And, man, what's that? What's that? Oh, it's my belt. I thought it was a woolly bugger sneaking up on me, man. So anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, I made this record. And the guy put it out, the record. And about a year and a half later, just overnight, things started to happen. You know, people were saying, who is he? What is he? Is he? You know. And I'm saying, am I? I didn't know. I was crazy, had sideburns, you know, weird looking cat. And I'll tell you something, 14 years ago, it was weird to walk down the streets with long hair and sideburns, man. Get him! He's a squirrel. He's just out of the trees, you know. Get him! So I was going, dodging and shaking. That's how I got in this business, dodging and shaking. It's my hair. Anyway, the guy put the record out. It became, hello there. It became pretty big in my hometown and certain parts of the country, but nobody really knew who I was. And so I started to work little nightclubs and little football fields and little alleys, little weird rooms with things crawling around in them, you know, people crawling up the ceiling, you know, weird people, little suction cups on their hands going up the wall. I did that for like a year and a half, and then in 1956, I met Colonel Sanders, Parker, and they got me a bunch of chicken. No, he arranged to put me on television, so I went to New York, and I've never been out of my hometown in my life, you know, so I was squirrely anyway, you know, looking up at them buildings like this, you know, all them New York people looking at me, you know. So, you know. So I did the Jackie Gleason show first, and there was a lot of controversy at that time because you didn't see people moving too much, you know, out in public. They were getting it on in the back, but, you know, out in... But I was clearing my nose, and the guy said, no, the guy didn't say nothing. I was on television. I did the Jackie Gleason show 3 times. I get the feeling I'm losing complete control up here, man, I'll tell you. I was doing the Jackie Gleason show. I said that, didn't I? Yeah, I said it already. I did the Jackie Gleason show 3 times, and then I went to the Ed Sullivan show. And then things started to really happen for me, you know, and there was a lot of controversy, and the cameras were photographing me from the waist up, you know, and Sullivan's over on the sideline going, son bitch, you know. I said, thank you, Ed, thank you, thank you. I didn't know what he was calling me at the time, you know. I did the Sullivan show 3 or 4 times, and then I went to the Steve Allen show. So by that time, they were going to tame me down, you know. They were going to tame me down. They made me stand still, and they dressed me in a tuxedo, and had me singing to a dog on a stool, you know. And the dog's in heat, you know, and I didn't know it. So I'm singing, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, and the dog's going, you know. And so after a while, I started looking at the dog going, so they took the dog out of the room to protect it from me, you know. And so then, so anyway, I did the Steve Allen show, and then I went to Hollywood. My next move was to Hollywood. That's how it works. You get a record, and then you get on television, and they take you to Hollywood to make a picture. So I wasn't ready for that town, and they wasn't ready for me, you know. So I was out there, you know, going, they were saying, man, watch him. He's just, you know, he's squirrely, boy. So I did a picture of Love Me Tender, and they yelled action, and I was looking up at this guy going, huh, you know. And they just felt, you know. So so I did Love Me Tender, and I did Loving You, Loving Her, Loving Whoever I Get My Hands On at the time, Jailhouse Rock, and King Creole. I did 4 pictures, so I got real good and used to the movie star bit, man. You know, I had sitting in the back of a Cadillac with sunglasses and my feet propped up, saying, I'm a movie star, I'm a zombie, hey, psst, hey. You know, eating hamburgers and drinking Pepsis and just, you know, totally nuts, man. So I was living it up, man, you know. And then I got drafted, you know, and shafted and everything else, man. So it was overnight, it was all gone, you know. I'd been in Hollywood like 5 years, and, man, I was, you know, getting used to it and everything, and it was all gone. So overnight I woke up in another world, you know, and all the guys were watching me saying, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? You know. And I had a little trouble, you know. They'd say, tench, hut! And I'm going, you know, trying to play the rifle. You know. They said, well, I'll put him in a garbage can somewhere, man. He's a freak, you know. So, I went through the 2 years of the Army, and like I said, at first the guys just watched me to see what I was going to do. And when they found out I was doing the same thing they were, everything was okay. So the guys in the service must get awfully lonely, you know, because they call each other mother a lot. You know. So I picked up on it, you know, and that was only half of it. It didn't go over too well back in Hollywood when I got out of the service, man. I'd go up to some director and say, hello, mother, you know. Got to hide behind his glasses and puff his cigar, you know. So I came back to Hollywood in 1960, and I made G.I. Blues, and yeah, that was it. Another picture, y'all. No, I did G.I. Blues. I did Blue Hawaii. I did Girls, Girls, Girls. A lot of them. No, I'm just trying. Viva Las Vegas, I did, right. And a little 8mm underground film called Up Your Nose, which was, it's not out yet. They're still editing it, you know. They're cutting out the rough spots. It's a story about a little squirrel in the wintertime that's looking for his nuts. Squirrels look for nuts in the wintertime. There's nothing that, you know. I've had complaints about that joke, but, you know, they do. Other squirrels will say, where's your nuts? Where's your nuts? So, so anyway, I was doing picture after picture, you know, and picture after picture, you know, and picture after picture, you know. Yes, sir. Hot damn. Yeah, so anyway, I was doing picture after picture, and I got into a routine of making movies, and I was really missing contact with a live audience. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because it's really great to be back working in front of people again because I was away for such a long time. Thank you. So, straight vodka boy, at least sets you straight, man. I can play this, mother, a little bit. See? Took me a long time to learn to pull that handle, boy. You gotta know how to pull your handle.
Oh, that was so funny. That was so funny. Wonder if he needed, no, he didn't need any help pulling that handle. He had plenty of it hanging in the wings. Oh, Lordy. That was so funny. I was just, you know, if my chair didn't have arms on it like safety whales, I would have been rolling on the floor. But, you know, I love that. That is one of my favorites to listen to him because he just
funny.
He just is himself on it. He lets his sense of humor have free rein and still says what he wants to say, but people are listening to him because he's a funny cadet, you know? He's just, my word. He's hilarious. I love it. I love that man's sense of humor. I really do. It just strikes a chord, you know?
What do you say? He had his hands on every woman, too?
Oh, yeah, on everything he could get hold of.
God.
That's hilarious. Hey, Apache, what are you doing? You can't have that cord. Nope, sorry. He got a cord wrapped up. He's got a bed under my desk, and he got a cord wrapped up in it because he likes to fluff his bed.
Wow.
And he can't pull that cord because then it's going to pull a computer off the desk, and then I'll have to get mad, and he don't like being yelled at. So,
right.
You'd think you took a whip and beat him if you yell at him, so I try to avoid it. But I caught it in time, so we're okay. He's okay. He's looking at me like, what'd you take that away for?
Let's see what he did say. He blew his image.
He didn't blow his image. I think
no.
He made it more real. He made it more real. You know? He really did. He made it more real. And
we know
I like,
little thinker.
Well, I like the person that he portrayed in that monologue. I love the person he is when he's doing that monologue. It's it just shows that he loves life and he doesn't take much too seriously. You know what I mean? And I like that. I like that. Blew your image, my aching back. No, he didn't. He didn't blow nothing, honey. He didn't blow nothing. Okay, I have a request for from Victoria. So here you go, honey. I know you've been waiting for it to see if I actually did it or if I lost it, but I've got it. It's right here. It's by the Cordettes. Mr. Sandman.
Bum 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 bum.
Bum 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum 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 bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum 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 bum.
Turn on your magic feet, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum bum. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh,
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum
bum bum
bum bum bum
bum
bum
bum bum
bum bum
bum bum bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum bum.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come-hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci, and lots of wavy hair like Liberace.
Oh.
Mr. Sandman, someone to hold,
someone to hold,
would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring us.
That was a good ending. That was great. I love that. That was fantastic. Yeah, and one other thing I just wanted to say about that monologue is I like that squirrel. That squirrel's got the right idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's just some things you got to identify with.
Oh, gosh. My internet is light, flexing like it's going to come on, but it doesn't. It goes back to red, and I'm using my data when I'm on the show.
Oh yeah, of course.
But, and I don't like doing that because I've already used too much of it now. My bill's going to be way over its normal amount, but that's okay.
Oh, you don't have unlimited on your phone?
No, because most of my stuff, most of the time that I use my cell phone, I'm at home. And I, most of the time, unless I'm doing some
cool stuff. And you're planning on changing providers, so, honey, when you get that new plan for whatever, if you stay with this provider, get a new provider, it doesn't make any difference. Just get a plan that has unlimited everything. And you can get a senior plan. And you should be able to get it for $50, $55 a month or less.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what,
I don't use my
phone in the car. I won't drive and use my phone.
Well, that's all right, honey. But for instances like this, when the internet's out, you won't have to worry about using your data because it's unlimited. It's not ever going to cost you more.
Well, that's true too. But I'm getting ready to change companies as soon as I get feeling a little bit better here.
I know that. But when you do get a new company, make sure that the plan you get with the new company has unlimited everything and you get the senior discount, the senior plan.
Now who's a senior? It's not me. I'm not a senior.
Honey, don't be yanking my chain. I know better. You know, sometimes... sometimes it pays to just bite that big old bullet and admit it. And then other times,
I'm a senior executive. I'm a senior executive, Jenny.
Uh-huh. You're a senior citizen too, my darling. Use that to your advantage. I hated it when I first had to start admitting that, but then I thought, you know what? This really isn't so bad if you're picky about how you use it, because it can get you some advantageous pricing, you know? And I didn't worry about that too much while I was still working. But now that I've moved here and decided that I really want to retire because I'm just tired of going and doing everybody's bidding every day, that's a good thing, because I'm trying to live on $1,100 a month, and that's not easy. So anytime I can use my senior status to get some discounts, I'm going to.
Hey, what is it? Have you heard about that flex card I've been hearing about?
I tried that. Do you realize I got about 20 calls from insurance companies after that, because really all they're doing is trying to get you to change insurance policies. And
when
you change insurance policies, your new policy will have that benefit, is that you get that flex card.
What a joke. Mm.
Yeah, they don't tell you that. So I just, I don't want to be bugged.
Grocery money
and all that stuff, it sounds wonderful, but I don't want to have to sit through 20 or 25 insurance quotes and change, you know, I am going to have to change policies because I changed residences, but I want it to be my choice. I don't want 20 different companies calling me, trying to convince me that they're the best, take all my time. It's like, okay, when I have a few minutes, I'll call an insurance company and see what they offer me. Because I know my insurance company is expensive.
You know, you don't even know if they're for real when they call. So
exactly. I want to initiate the calls. I don't want them calling me. I don't care whether it's health insurance or car insurance or life insurance. I don't want them calling me. If I want their service, I will call them and get a quote.
Yeah, that's what I feel. I just went with Progressive a couple months ago, and so far so good, but I got a better deal with them than anybody.
Yeah, I'm going to try Progressive. They were cheaper at one point. I can't get the insurance company I want because it's not available here. The insurance company I'm with is available here, but it's expensive, and I can't pay that much money anymore. They want over $625 a year. And to some people, maybe that doesn't sound like too much, but when I started with them, it was only $540 per year for the same coverage. So
right.
I need to do some shopping. I need to do some shopping.
Yep. Always something to do, always when it comes to...
Oh, yes. Progressive is, I'm not going to go with Geico because they do a lot of TV advertising and that is expensive, so forget them.
Right.
And so I'm going to check with Progressive. I'm going to check with Travelers. I've already checked with my insurance company, and which is Hartford. And I won't do Allstate. I had Allstate at one point, and I wanted to kill everybody that worked for that company because they're
I did the same thing.
Gosh.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was so unprofessional.
I told them, if you mess with me, I'm done. If you be messing with my premium and my money, I'm done. I'll just pull the plug. And they evidently didn't believe me, because after I'd been with them for 2 months, they started adjusting my premium every month.
Wow, good.
And I started going, you guys, so I called them and I said, do you remember, and it was the same agent, I said, do you remember when I told you if you start messing with my premium and screwing around with me, I'm going to pull the plug? Hey, guess what? Consider the plug pulled. Cancel this puppy. I'll go with somebody else that ain't going to mess me up and try to adjust things every month.
Right.
So
well, I can sure do
it.
Oh, yeah. And don't you love it when they just go up on you and don't even let you know?
Oh, they don't tell you that they're adjusting your premium. Yeah. They just send you saying, oh, because, and they don't even really tell you why. They just say, we have found it necessary to adjust the premiums in your area, blah, 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 blah. And that's a crock of baloney, you know. And I called them once and I said, I haven't had any citations. I haven't had any accidents. I haven't had any things. Why are you raising my premiums every month? Oh, we're raising them in the whole area. And I said, wait a minute. There hasn't been anything else going on in Wickenburg than was ever going on before. Don't feed me that garbage. Well, that's okay. Well, never mind. You can just cancel the whole thing. I don't need it. So I get stuff from them. Wouldn't you like to come back to us? We miss you. So, well, you can just go right on missing me, honey. And if you have a heart attack through it, that's your problem, not mine. I don't deal with people messing with my money. I don't have enough of it to let them have free reign and raise whatever premiums they want to do or whatever they want to be doing. It's just, no. You okay it with me, and if I say no, you leave it alone, you know? And if you're going to be messing with it without even asking me, then you're history. You just slide into my past and live there, because that's where it's going to be.
I don't deal with it.
I have to know. I'm on a budget. I have to know this is what the premium is going to be, period. And that's one thing I'll say for Hartford. They don't mess with my premium. So that's okay. The first time they raised it, let's see, this last year they raised it by, $60, but that was the first time they'd done so in 8 years. So, but now,
well,
I've
I don't know about you. I'm tired of taking care of all this crap. It's endless. It's something all the time to take care of, and I'm worn out from it. I need a vacation from all of it. It's something to
That'd
do.
That'd be nice. Let me know if you find a way to do that.
Well, yeah, no kidding. God. Wow.
Just let me know if you find a way to do that. I'm living out in the trees. I'm away from all the junk that happens in town, except when I got to go. But luckily I haven't forgotten how to drive in traffic because it's horrible. But, you just can't get away from everything. Unfortunately. You just can't get away from everything unless you can afford to hire people to do all that stuff for you, which I cannot. So that's okay. I just do what I have to do. What I don't have to do, I'll just hang around my little house and say, I got a shotgun, leave me alone.
Well, I had to hire an assistant to help me in my business, but, you know, right now it's kind of a dead world in that area right now, so it's not that big of a deal, but anyway, it'll come back probably in the spring when it's
of course nobody's
COVID
wanting to do that kind of stuff in the cold weather, you know. That's
no
one and Fred tells me, well, gee, it's 72 degrees here. I says, well, that's real fine, honey. January, 72 degrees. Look at July.
Anyway. It's been a dreary old day. Dreary day here today. I hate days like this, and especially when I don't have my internet.
I can't even talk to Alexa.
I
just leave the blinds drawn, turn on the lights, put a movie on that I ignore. I just have it there for company. And I'll just read a book or go out in the kitchen and bake something or, you know, whatever. Go on Facebook and look and see what the reels have going or, you know, stuff like that. Call somebody, call my sister, call my mama, whatever it is. So I spent 3 hours on the phone yesterday. Oh, Lord, another hour today.
Gosh, you and I talked for an hour and a half or 2 hours yesterday.
It was 2 hours, honey. That was 2 hours. And then I had another friend call me, and what was that about? I forget. There was something he wanted to tell me and get my opinion on, and so I just did that. But we were on the phone just chatting for an hour, and it's like, okay. And then the kids were coming home, so he had to go, and it's like, okay, bye. I'm tired of my ears getting sore, so go away. But
oh, gosh.
So,
well,
yeah,
anyway.
No, I've been a long time. That's okay. Hey, let's get another song going, honey, if you're doing okay.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. John sent me a song this morning that I didn't know the Birds did. Okay? But this is a song that the Birds did called Going Back. Awesome. They treat family simply as family. No designations. That's the way my family does it as well. And that's the best way to do it. There's no stepbrother, stepsister, stepcousin, step this or step that. They're just all brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And when you're part of the family, you're part of the family, and that's just how it rolls. I think that's wonderful. I think that's a wonderful thing. And, yes, we just added someone to the chat. and I want to say welcome to Teresa. And honey, you got the right family, darling, because you are welcomed and you are loved, and that's perfect. And now you're with us, so now you really stepped in it. But welcome, and no requirements, just, you know, be yourself, be honest, and that's all you got to do, honey. That's all you got to do. Okay, I've got eeny, meeny, miny. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm going to do this, guys. And here again, I'm not saying my opinion on who this is. I think you'll all come to the same opinion, but you're going to have to do it on your own. Okay? Come on, get down there. Come on, come on. Down, way down. Way, come on. Good grief. Okay, there it is. There it is. This song is called You Are So Beautiful, and that's all I'm saying about it. If you could see that video, that would just grab your heart and never let go. It's a little guy. He's probably 2 years old, something like that, and a golden retriever. Huh. And the golden retriever is creeping up and kind of, you know, touching the little boy's face with his nose and putting his paw on his arm and just saying, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or says. You're beautiful to me. And that song just goes perfectly with that video. I love it. I love it. I was captured from the first time I saw it. I've seen it about 6 or 7 times. And, it's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. And that is definitely Elvis. That's not how it's billed, but that's who it is. So don't always believe what it's labeled, guys. Don't always believe it. Okay? All right. I've got, okay, let's see. R's. I got to go up the alphabet. I've got another 50s. I think it's 50s. It should be if it isn't, because I said so. You know, that, hey, that means a lot to me, doesn't it? Maybe not. Danny and the Juniors. Do you guys remember Danny and the Juniors? They were a little bit before my time. I remember them, but they were a little bit before my time. I wasn't real familiar with them until John started sending me songs. Now, this one I found when I put Victoria's request in, Mr. Sandman. This is Danny and the Juniors doing Rock and Roll is Here to Stay. Know what, guys? Rhonda said that is to the tune of At the Hop. It is quite similar. It really is. They are very similar. I don't think they're quite the same, but they are similar. I'll play At the Hop Saturday, and we'll see it. Maybe it's the same chord progression. It's the same kind of beat. It really is. I don't think the melody is quite the same, but it is similar. So I can see where she got that. I really do. Okay. Yes. Dun, 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 dun. And I have the advantage. Teresa was asking who all is in this chat. And I have an advantage because I don't have to type it out. I can just say it. So, Teresa, my name's Jenny, and obviously I'm the host on the radio show, but, darling, I'm in Well, my address is Sparta, Georgia, but I don't live in town. I live a half hour away out in the country. So I'm probably the closest one to you, darling. I probably am. Well, Shauna might be closer. She's in Georgia, too, and she's north of me, just outside of Atlanta. So, but it's up to her to tell you exactly where she's from, not me. So I will let her do that. But, yeah, welcome, darling. Just welcome. I'm glad you joined us. I'm glad that that you've been recognized. And just welcome. Enjoy. You have a whole passel of new friends now, darling. So be prepared, because we're here for you. And that's how it's supposed to be. Okay? Cool. All right. Now, I have some. Okay, I know what I need to do. I need to do another one that John sent me this morning. Dun, 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 dun. I've got a whole lot of songs in this music library, and it's kind of getting bigger and bigger, but that's all right because it gives me a whole lot more choice. And there's the one I'm looking for. Well, there it was until my mouse got there. It is Billy Fury. Now you guys remember Billy Fury, don't you? Especially
I don't, Jim.
Well, I think, if I recall correctly, I think he was more UK. But the only way I remember him is because we've been putting him in the show for quite a while now. That's the only way I know his name. I didn't know it before that. But here is a song from 1964 called I Will. And it's one of those songs, guys, that, yeah, dedicate this to the one that holds your heart in their hand. This is something that the person you love needs to know about. So here's Billy Fury doing a song called I Will.
I don't want to be the one to say I'm going to miss you, but I will. I will. I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes out, baby, but I will. I will. I'm not ashamed for you to know how much I really love you, so 'cause it was such a thrill. And just remember when you're gone, there'll be that someone sad who loves you still. You will look at him and see me smiling back at you. I know you will, you will. You will find yourself repeating things we used to do. I just know you will, you will. Don't wonder if you wanna come back, just come running home to me and let me feel the thrill. 'Cause I'm the one who told you I would love you, dear, forever. And I will, I will. I will. I will. Repeating things we used to do. I just know you will, you will. But don't wonder if you wanna come back, just come running home to me and let me feel the thrill. 'Cause I'm the one who told you I would love you, dear, forever. And I will, I will, I will, I will.
Oh, yeah, I will. I like that song. I do. It's full of promise and hope and a little bit of slap you in the face type of a thing. If you're going to get there and you're going to do all this stuff, I'm just going to slap you. Okay, here's another 50s song. I think it's 50s. Might be early 60s. But I like it. Thurston Harris. Little Bitty Pretty One. Crazy. That's good. Makes life interesting. All right. Speaking of being a little crazy, here is another song that John sent me this morning, and it's like, I know that song. I know that song. Creedence Clearwater Revival did this song. So here is another version. There it is. Here's another version. Enjoy. Have fun. Rock out, Ann.
They say, till the rain, a sunny day, and I know, shining down like water, and I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? And rain is hard, but I know, been that way for all my life, fast and slow when I am lonely. When it can't stop, I wonder. And I wanna know, did you ever see the rain? I wanna know, did you ever see the rain coming down on a sunny day?
Okay, here's one that John sent me 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I just never got around to doing it, and I don't know why. It's a good song. It's a good song. I don't know if any of you have heard of it before. It's by Vangie Coker, and I got to get up to where it is. All the way up there? Okay, well, that's all right. That's all right. We can do that. It's called... Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Sitting still too long. Anyway, this is by Vangie Coker, and John did send it to me, and it's called Barbara's Daughter.
Sat in the bar room, my eyes caught a stranger who seemed to be looking at me. To ignore him when he walked on over, he sat down and said, "Do you mind? Can you spare me a moment? I have to know something. It won't take up much of your time. Are you Barbara's daughter?
Are you Barbara's daughter? Are you Barbara's daughter?
That's kind of a cool song. I had no idea who Vandy Coker is or was, but, you know, he always finds such great songs to send. It's wonderful. He just adds a whole new dimension to the show because of the songs he sends that I've never heard of. And it opens my horizons a bit, and I know it opens you guys' horizons. Some of you have heard songs I haven't heard. I've heard songs you haven't heard. So, hey, you know, we're all in this together. We're all learning things together. And I think it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Well, you know what, guys? I've got 7 minutes left already. And I've had a great time bringing this to you. I hope you have enjoyed it. You heard a lot of things that you wouldn't normally hear, but I've just gotten to the point of this music needs to be heard. It can't be hidden away in a closet, you know. It should be out and be heard. And if somebody doesn't agree, that's their problem. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to play what wants to see daylight. Let's put it that way. And I have special help for doing that. So it's going to be good, guys. It's going to be good. And I want to thank Sue for coming in here, even though she is feeling better, but not on top of the world, obviously. You can hear her coughing and stuff. So, honey, I'm thankful for you for just sitting there and getting through the whole thing. And
well, you're
I hope
very
it,
welcome. I enjoyed the show. Some good choices of music as well. And thank you. And John both.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Donna, for saying so. And, yes, he deserves a lot of credit for the music today. He really does. And thank you, Victoria, for coming in and sitting there and being so patient listening to the whole show. I hope you enjoyed it, darling. I really do. And everybody in the chat, you know, I'm not going to go through and name y'all one by one because I would obviously most likely forget somebody, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to forget anybody. So just thank you, everybody, for being here, for chatting, for putting forth your ideas, for listening to the new music and agreeing as to who it actually is. I know that means a lot to me, and I know it means a lot to him, too. So, you know, it's all good, and it's getting better. It's all good and it's getting better. So, hey, guys, right now, I've got a couple of songs that I'm probably going to play. I got to find them first, but I'm going to play them. So, oops, what did I just do? Okay, it's all right. Don't think twice. It's all right. Okay, I'm going to play this one, and then I'll find the other one I'm looking for. So enjoy.
Ramona's sitting right over there. I know that face anyway. I'd run up and embrace her, but I'm ashamed to face her. Just tell her John said hello. I'd like to pull her out my heart, but I don't know where to start. I'd like to tell her what I'm really feeling, but just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Don't tell her I'm feeling blue. That's just between me and you. Don't say I'm thinking of her. Don't tell her I still love her. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her John said hello. Just tell her Jim said hello. That was for Ramona, October 11th, 2017.
All right. I always like to hear that one because he always puts the person's name in it. And, yeah. It was one of the first times that I found him and was able to talk to him. So I know who this is, 100% certain. I hope you guys are too. And here's another song that's kind of...
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song.
Our dance, loving and tender, our change.